John Parker Wilson joins us each and every Friday, thanks to our friends at Crane Works.
Lift it, load it, grade it, grind it, move it, haul it, rig it, dig it, Crane Works, Rental Works, yeah, the big dog's got it.
John Parker Wilson on McElroy and Kublik in the Morning is brought to you by Crane Works. Lift it, buy it, rent it, the big dog's got it. Now, John Parker Wilson.
John Parker, always great to have you with us. I want to start with these coordinator searches for Alabama. Still no answers yet as to who that's going to be. What's the latest that you have? What direction do you think this is heading? We'll start on the offensive side as now Bill O'Brien is out. What do you think is going to happen next as far as who's going to call plays for Nick Saban?
You know, I don't know. I think it's a good question. It's an intriguing question. I think I think Coach Saban's, probably trying to be patient and get the exact guy that he wants coming in here. It's something that he's dealt with in the past, and I think just right now being patient is probably the thing to do. So I know there's been some names circulated out there. Obviously, I've got no idea more than y'all or anybody else would, though. But I think if you're just looking at it, you probably look to somebody that's got some kind of connectivity with Coach Saban, some kind of history, some kind of past. And then, there's some names out there like, Joe Brady was an interesting one. I think more than anything, just the memory that that they were able to do to when he was at LSU, what they did to us. I think it was Jalen was the quarterback and Joe Burrow was the quarterback for them. Charlie Weiss Jr., he's at Ole Miss. He's got some history with Coach Saban. And then another one I saw this morning was quarterback coach at Texas, A.J. Milwee, who was on the team when I was at Alabama, played quarterback also, then he went to North Alabama. So he's had, a pretty quick rise to where he's at right now at Texas. And then, some other names like Dan Mullen, I don't think that's very viable of just where he's at. So I don't know. It'd be interesting to see. And I think, you got to get a guy that can come in there and be adaptable. I think that's what you got to have as an offensive coordinator and really a defensive coordinator in college football, is being able to adapt to the players that you have. Because in NFL, you go and, you get a new free agent or you sign a free agent, you can draft a guy. In college, you got to be a little more, fluid in what your offense is going to be just on depending on what guys you have on the field.
JP, when you see just the personnel returning, and let's just say you were in charge of hiring the next Alabama coach, which I'd love for Greg Byrne to call us and get our take on how things should go as far as the offensive coordinator search is concerned. I don't even know how involved he is, but either way, like if you could draft the perfect offensive coordinator for the personnel returning, what would you go after?
That's a great question. I think if I could name one person, it would probably be somebody like a Cole Kublik.
Yep, that'd be great. Run it every time.
Just wants to pound it. He wants to pound it in there.
We got Booker back. We got McClellan. We got tight end that can help us out.
Oh, yeah.
You can work
with that.
Got Kid Cousins. We got the kid from Maryland coming in.
Yeah.
Kid from Maryland, get in there, I could block. We could get a lot of 12 personnel, even go throw back some 22 personnel. I don't even know if that still exists, but
14.
Let's run the ball, baby. 14. Oh, man. I think, look, you got to, what was your question? Who would be my perfect coordinator? What do we look like?
Yeah, what style of offense would you run? Like, based on what we have returning at Alabama, and you can honestly mix it up. Like, let's say if Milroe's the guy, or if they go with Ty or whoever, what do you think the offense should look like?
Yeah, I think Milroe and Ty are gonna, probably have similar packages. They would look alike. I think I would, if I was creating the offense, right, it probably would be a hybrid. I like the ability and what we've seen, obviously in college football recently and probably picking up a little bit more, is like a fast-paced, up-tempo offense that can that can be balanced. I think that's what you got to do. That, you know, you see the successful teams like Alabama, you know, Georgia, the way they've been doing it. They do it both ways. You can't just throw the ball. You can't just run the ball. You got to be able to do both. And that's what's going to sustain you through a season is, you know, some days you're going to be able to run it. Some days you're going to be able to throw it. And some days one's just not going to work, and you got to rely on the other part of the game. But I do think tempo really changes the game. So I think if you can be a team that runs with tempo, that has the ability to change the pace on the defense, whether, you know, it's going to a huddle or going into like a 2-minute type offense where you're just pressing them and making them make decisions on the fly, I think that really puts a lot of stress on the defense. You know, you obviously have to have the person to be able to do that, but to me, the tempo aspect of college football, and maybe it's just like when we go against teams that have a lot of tempo, it's like you're on edge. The defense, you can tell they've got to think a little bit further in what they're doing, as opposed to, you know, looking over the sidelines, coming back, taking your time, seeing the formation, and being able to line up. I think tempo's tough to defend, so I'd kind of like that to be a part of the offense, but you know, because it puts strain on your defense and practice. It just brings a lot of different, I think, aspects to the table.
John Barker Wilson joining us on the Bud Light Hotline. He is here thanks to CraneWorks, and want to get your thoughts on Championship Sunday. It's one of my favorite sports days of the year. 2:00 on Fox, we get San Francisco at Philadelphia in the NFC side of things. Who are you liking that one, and why?
I like the Eagles. I mean, I really do. I think probably more than anything, to be honest with you, it's Jalen Hurts and Devontae. I guess Landon Dickerson also. So, you know, just the way Jalen's been playing and getting some chatter about MVP, I'd love to see him keep it going. And I know the 49ers are pretty good, but this run that Jalen's been on, and I think how dominant the Eagles have been, how dominant they were last week, they got a lot of momentum. So I'd love to see them, you know, have a rematch with Joe Burrow. So I think it'd be fun. And I think this is, you know, I was thinking this morning, like, I can't believe there's only 3 games left and we got to wait until next season. I guess we got USFL and all these
XFL spring leagues. Yeah, awesome, XFL, February 18th, XFL. It begins.
Hey, yeah, the US, my USFL. Bad. Yeah, you can have the X. Yeah, we just call it the X. Those that are live it, you know, we just call it the X.
I feel like that's Josh Job disrespect from the Eagles, too. Yeah. Like, we're just going to leave him out? Like,
oh, my bad, Job. Great player. God, I used to love that guy. Still do,
Josh,
I guess.
Job. Name drop.
You're still
Josh
out to.
Job.
Great player, but yeah, let's go Jalen. I'm pulling for the Eagles. You know, not my number one team, but I find myself pulling more for guys that we know, you know, players. So I'm pulling for the Eagles.
You're soft. I'm going 49ers. I'm anti. Jalen left. I'm down on him. Honestly, though, other side, you had an ankle. I feel like it was in 06 when you had an ankle. I can't really remember. I just remember Jimmy Barnes going in and dirting a couple after I think you hurt your ankle against like FIU or someone like that. Anyways, yeah. I feel like it was like late in the season, mid-season. I don't recall exactly what the diagnosis was, but how did an ankle affect how you played when you had one?
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Well, you know, my game, Greg, was not a lot of mobility.
It's a lot like Pat's. I get it. Like, if you could just, understand, like, I know that you and Pat are so eerily similar, but in all seriousness, like, did you have limitations coming back from it?
Heck yeah. I mean, ankles, you know, I didn't have a lot of injuries, but I mean, the ankle that you're talking about, that was great recall, by the way. Because I don't
remember everything, dude. Come on. You want to go through the opening script against Hawaii in 06? Like, we can probably do that too. Let's go.
You got it. That's impressive. But the ankle, you know, like quarterback, especially like for me, it was my left ankle. So it's like your plant ankle or, you know, where you're landing, as you're throwing the ball. So, you know, you'll start when you get injured like that, you start overcompensating, right? So your left ankle is hurt and you got a bum leg and then you're going to try to start doing different things. And it's just not normal. You know, you've thrown a million balls in your life and now, you got something that's different. You got something that's different with your mechanics and your motion. So it affects what you do. You know, it's in the back of your mind where it's 3rd and 8. Okay, do I pull it down? Can I get it? Do I have enough to get it there? So, you gotta try to make it work and figure it out and try to keep Jimmy Barnes over there just, you know, doing his thing on the sidelines.
Well, JB, so what do you make if let's assume that Mahomes is 100%, because I get the sense that he's probably closer to 100 than he is to 50. Let's say he's at 100%. How do you see that one going?
Well, I mean, Patrick Mahomes at 75% is probably better than most, right? So, you know, I think he's athletic enough, and you know, if he can go, especially in a game like this, you know, I said it was in the back of your mind, but in a playoff game and with so much on the line, you kind of forget about it. Once you get out there and you get into the flow and you get it warmed up a little bit, you kind of forget about it and you're like, all right, I'm going to be hurt and it's going to hurt like mess tomorrow and for the next week. You know, you got a week off before the Super Bowl, so you just let it fly. But, you know, I think in that game with that question mark, you know, I think the Bengals are playing pretty good. You know, what they did to the Bills last week and in that tough game and just the way, you know, Burrow and Chase are just lighting it up. I mean, I think they've got the hot hand right now. And in the playoffs, momentum's huge. To me, I feel like the Eagles and the Bengals have that momentum going into this, you know, championship game.
John Parker, great stuff. As we know, you're joined by CraneWorks each and every week. Tell our listeners why they need to know how they can help them.
Well, CraneWorks has offices in Birmingham, Mobile, and Nashville. And CraneWorks is a Southeast leader for crane and equipment rental. Give the big dog a call for your next lift, machinery moving, or rigging project. And don't forget, the Rental Works division has the qualified operators for all their equipment, including the aerial and earth moving equipment, and wasteworksusa.com for your residential, commercial, roll-off dumpster needs. They got everything you need at craneworks.com.
All right, great stuff, John Parker. Have a good weekend. We'll talk next week.
You too, guys.
John Parker Wilson joining us on the Bud Light Hotline, carefully brewed with a clean, crisp taste. When there's fun, Bud Light is there. He joins us each and every week thanks to CraneWorks.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamin's podcast wherever you listen.